What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, a couple minutes after 9 o'clock, it's a feel-good Friday here on the Boomer and Geo program, brought to you by Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, sunshine in a can. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo as we come to you live in the Built Ford Tough studio. It's been a lot of football today, as you can imagine, almost entirely, actually. And we welcome into the program one former Giant from Fox Sports, Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, Willie, and Jerry in New York. Good morning. Thanks for getting up. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
Jeff, thank you for doing it. We got to get right to it. Michael Parsons is now a Green Bay Packer. Give us your thoughts.
Man, so many things here. We'll start with this. So when Michael Parsons has played, and he's played obviously most of his career so far, he's not been that injured, the Cowboys defense is number one in the NFL in efficiency, in EPA. And they're 31 in about 1,000 snaps he doesn't play. Just from that perspective, you know, he's one of the better players in the National Football League in any position, right? If he's that impactful to a team, you know, when he's on the field, you're number one, and when he's not, you're 31st. That just shows you the type of player he is. And then the whole premise of this, like, I shake his hand, and that was a deal. According to who? Like, you only have a handshake deal if both sides agree to a contract. And very clearly, Parsons not agreed to the contract. They might have talked parameters. Hey, I want to make this much money, and this be the length. And then I would imagine Parsons was like, okay, cool. Like, all right, meeting over. Here's, you know, we shook our hands to leave the meeting, and let me talk to my agent. And the fact that Jerry treated it this way and thought Parsons was dumb enough to sign a contract without his agent being involved. And there are, of course, there are players that don't have agents, but Parsons very clearly has an agent. And, you know, it just screams incompetence, right? It's why the Cowboys have not been good for so many years. I'm watching the Netflix documentary on the Cowboys. It's really good. And one thing you notice is they have what the second best quarterback in the NFL, the first best running back, the first second best wide receiver, the best cornerback, Charles Haley, like having the best offensive line, all the best players. Like that's how you win a championship. He's letting one of the better players go, and he got in return what, 2 first round picks that'll probably be in the 20s and a defensive tackle. And I know the people will say, well, the Packers had to pay him a lot of money. Okay, I'd pay for that. I'd pay for Parsons. He's that impactful of a player, so I don't get what Dallas is doing. This feels like it could be a big derail of the season, right? I mean, think about, you know, you're in the locker room, You have some good players, but you have very few players like Parsons in any locker room. And before the season starts, you trade them away. They play in 6 days, right? They play Thursday night. That's to be demoralizing for the new coaching staff, the locker room. I think Dallas is in a world of hurt this season.
They might be, and I'm certainly not going to sit here and argue with you for the next 20 minutes. But, you know, Willie and I were talking earlier, and I, all full disclosure, Jeff, I grew up a Cowboy fan. I work for Compass Media Networks. I've done their pre and post. I've seen every one of his games. I love the kid. I really do. I wish he played his entire career with the Cowboys. But the one thing, and then we can move on from it, the one thing that I've remembered and I've always come away with, in four playoff games, he's got one sack, four quarterback hits, and the word you use, and a lot of people have too, so you're obviously with them in the majority here, and I'm in the minority, very little impact in those games, and most of them losses, and in some cases, you might have been the number one defense, but boy, when Green Bay came in, they steamrolled that number one defense, and he was completely invisible. So I understand both sides of it. I do wish he stayed, and the way it was handled, bizarre. And I don't, you know, you, in all your dealings in the NFL, was there ever a time you dealt with an owner first, agent second, or was it always agent first?
Buddy, I was never good enough to have those questions with the owner ever. So I was, you have to reach a certain level of play. Maybe Willie got there at some point in his career. I did not. I knew the owner, especially when I signed the Giants, like I knew the owners because, you know, I was one of the big free agents, but I never was like, hey, buddy, let's talk contract. No, never.
All right, maybe a better question then. Were you ever aware of a situation like that with anybody else?
No, because, like, you know, Steve Smith was perpetually unhappy in Carolina, but that wasn't, I don't know, contract related. That was just because we had a bad quarterback and he didn't like the direction of the team. But I think him and the owner were pretty close. You know, and a lot of the big players I were with, it just, no, not really. I mean, it was never, I don't remember a problem like this where, you know, and you think about too, like, the playoff thing is a small sample size, right? It's four games and certainly matters. You know, those four games matter than maybe other, you know, week two game against Carolina. But, you know, the Cowboys could have done this months ago and got him for 40. Like, and, you know, that's the thing about it. Like, you didn't have to wait to pay $47 million a year. You could have done it before the Watt deal. Like, they might have said no before the Watt deal, but you could have got it done months ago. Like, this is something to say, well, it was too expensive. Now he is, but when he was first at Ellsworth for extension, he was much cheaper.
Let's move over to the Green Bay side, because I do agree with you. I think that's the one part of the negotiation that, I guess, makes me annoyed at. This should have happened a lot sooner.
No doubt.
Especially if technically you really wanted him to be a Cowboy for life. Nevertheless, but if you're the Green Bay Packers right now and Brian Gutekunst, the GM, this has to be a home run. You talk about Jordan Love. You talk about the strong offensive line. You had Josh Jacobs. The defense is going to now be extremely better because of Micah Parsons. Is it Super Bowl bust for the Green Bay Packers this year?
I think it is, Willie. It's interesting because, yeah, I do. I'm a podcast. Josh Schwartz is smarter than you. If you guys want to check it out, we are trying to make you smarter.
I love
football
the name
fan.
Of that. That's yes. Awesome.
I'm not gonna tell you that like Shedeur Sanders is getting screwed by the NFL. You know, that's like not my shtick. And we go through the division previews. We're doing that right now, and we did the NFC North, and we got to talking about the NFC North. And you think about like the Lions. You know, they're down two coordinators. Some more injuries on defense. You know, Vikings like McCarthy. You know, we don't really know. You know, is he going to be good or not? The Williams in Chicago, but like you sort of know what the Packers are, right? They were a very good team last year that just couldn't beat a couple teams, right? And those couple teams were playoff teams, but they lost by less than a touchdown, 2 points, 3 points, 5 points. Like they were close last year. They were a very young team. You had another year with a year of healthy Jordan Love. You add in Parsons, you add in Golden in the draft. Like, it's a really good team. I think there's a value in just they play a certain way that works. They win a lot of games. They're very steady. You know what you're getting every week from them. And you put Parsons in there. You saw what happened. I saw someone tweet about this. I think it's very true. Like when Khalil Mack went to the Bears from the Chargers, like they were good immediately on defense with him. I mean, he's that big of a force multiplier. It makes everyone a little better, right? Because then now the defense is worried about Parsons, and now you have to, you know, opens up other guys for the ability to rush the passer, and maybe the secondary's improved because the pass rush gets home. All these things kind of play hand in hand. So I do think they probably feel that way. I don't think you make this deal if you're the Packers, if you don't think you're close to winning a Super Bowl. And obviously, look at the Eagles, and maybe you think to them, you got some early line injuries, not great. You lose some pass rushers. You lose an offensive coordinator again. Maybe we feel like this is the time. Because the NFC does feel fairly wide open. The AFC, I think, feels like three teams, and then maybe that's it. The NFC does feel like, you get hot at the right time, and you can make a late postseason push.
All right, so on that note, Jeff Schwartz with us from Fox Sports, former Giant, host of his podcast, Jeff Schwartz, Schwartz is Smarter Than You. Can you think back in all your years watching and playing a division that right now looks more difficult than the NFC North?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there was. We say this often sometimes, and that division stinks. I don't think it's going to happen this season. It's going to be a brawl, man. Again, like it does feel like you can have, if JJ McCarthy's really good, the Vikings are like skyrocket, right? Look at the roster and the coaching staff. Caleb Williams is good, like skyrocket them up, right? Like there's a chance for this division to be even better. Now, if those two guys are not ready yet or not as good, I think the division can depress a little bit, but it's going to be a battle, man. It's going to be really fun to watch. It's the NFL. Something's going to happen. The ball bounces a weird way and break here and there. The Lions, though, I'll tell you what about the Lions, too. Their schedule this year, and schedule, I think, does matter to talk about teams. All their toughest non-division games are on the road. They're at Kansas City, they're at Cincinnati, they're at Philly, they're at Washington. The Lions have a tougher road than we think to get back to where they were last season. And that's why the Packers are really live to win that division.
I agree. Let's talk about your former team, the New York Giants, who week one, Washington Commanders. Obviously, there's a lot of promise with the Commanders because of Jaden Daniels. But I think the Giants are going to be a different team. We talked, me and Jerry talked briefly about how Andrew Thomas, they rehabbed him back onto the field. You have Russell Wilson at the quarterback position. I do think the Giants front seven is probably one of the best in all of football. What's your prediction on the Giants this year?
So this is a really interesting discussion because the NFL is, I think, pretty unique in that you can be a better team in a given year, but your schedule is really difficult and it might not look that way. Like, I think the Giants, you look at offensively, you mentioned Thomas being back, huge boost. Right on the offensive line, you move Neal inside, you hope you get some stability there. Malik Nabers was great last year. I've not actually kept up. I don't know if his injury status is for week one. I think he's going to play, but he's a little beat up. That's a concern. If he's not out there, it's not great. You're good at running back. Russell Wilson's better than what you had at quarterback. Whether you like Wilson or not, he's better. And you have to just hope that you get one or two of those deep passes games. Otherwise, the dink and dunk stuff gets old after a while. And I think Dart, if he keeps doing that for a couple of weeks, they're going to put Dart in. And then your season might change a little bit. Defensively, you mentioned it, really elite front seven. But the schedule is really difficult. I mean, right now, 17 games, they're a favorite in, I think, one or maybe two. And that's not the be-all end-all. You can win a lot of games as an underdog, but
I'll say this, Jeff, and I don't mean to cut you off, and I apologize. I know you think it's me and Jerry talked about this too. I know the first month of September seems tough because you have Washington, Cowboys, Chiefs, and Chargers. But, I mean, some may argue Jaden Daniels, we don't know how he's going to be in his second year. I think the Commanders still need pass rush help. You talk about the Cowboys now with the absence of Michael Parsons. The Chiefs may be a dog. Well, most likely will be a dog for them. But the Chargers, they could get the Chargers. It just depends. So I could see this team being 2-2 in the month of September.
2-2 obviously would be the best case scenario. Right. I don't buy this Jaden Daniels year two slide, man. Their team, by the way, sort of the same thing. Their team can be just as good as last year, but not win 12 games because of their schedule. I think Jaden Daniels is an elite player. And I think, people try to kind of push the C.J. Stroud comparison on him because year two last year for Stroud wasn't as good. But the situations are completely different. You have a much better offensive line in Washington, a much better coordinator. You have a sort of a coherent game plan every week. You let Daniels do more of the offense. Stroud just wasn't really allowed to do very much, which, there's sort of two schools of thought, right? Like you let the quarterback control protections, which I think is the best way to go, or the offense controls protections. I think that's just not the best way to go. And I just think Daniels is going to be really good. Now, their schedule is much tougher, and they got the benefit last year of playing, some insane number against 40% of their snaps with backup quarterbacks, which is not going to happen this season. But yeah, if the Giants can sneak away with, I was worried about the Cowboys game, but I'm not anymore. The Cowboys are, I think, you catch them at a perfect time, man. They're just not going to be, I think, mentally in a good place week two. So you can sneak out of Dallas with a win and then split that, you know, the AFC West. You go to New Orleans, look, you go to New Orleans 2-2, man, you got to feel great about where you are.
Right.
It's certainly possible. Because, look, if you can play defense, which they'll be able to do, so you limit possessions, you control third downs, you get the ball back to your offense, and Wilson hits a couple of those deep passes, they're certainly in business.
And we saw a glimpse of that in the preseason. Let me ask you this question, just in terms of consistency. I know there were a lot of Giant fans, Jeff Schwartz with us, by the way, that wanted, you know, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. They wanted to start over again because the Giants haven't won, and I certainly understand that. But in terms of inside the locker room, on the field, how important is it to, A, have consistency at the top with Brian Daboll coming back? And I know the results haven't been great, but I really do feel like he's a good coach. What would that mean for you guys to know you're not starting over again if you were in the middle of your career there?
Oh, it'd be important. Because, you know, these guys that brought you in, and you know, what happens a lot of times is that a new general manager, new head coach, just get rid of everybody. Right, like that's the worry. I think if you're a veteran, is when you are not tethered down with your contract, man, you are gone. When they bring a new head coach, general manager in, and I think that gives a little bit of, you know, when the locker room is, you know, sigh of relief, and they kept those guys, because you want you know, keep going and keep building. I think Dable's a good coach too. I don't have the quarterback, and this year we'll see. There's an itch, obviously, to play Dart as soon as possible. I think it'd be best to just wait. There's no rush, in my opinion, to play him. But if Dart is as good as, you know, he showed some glimpses in the preseason, the Giants have a pretty bright future. Again, it's the preseason, and it is what it is. But he certainly looked the part. So I think keeping Daboll, letting him draft Dart, I imagine, will play at some point this season, will be exciting for the locker room.
Big college football week, and I know you're big on it. I know you're out in Oregon right now, but there's some key games. Can you give us some much watches?
Oh, man, what a weekend. I mean, this is like, it's a rarity to get a weekend. Like, we got three top 10 matchups this weekend. We have two on Saturday, early morning, at Texas, Ohio State. I'm on the West Coast, as you mentioned, but God, best coast for watching sports, man. I mean, last night, I'm here in Oregon. You're watching Cincinnati and Nebraska. It's over like 9:30. Oh, it's the best, man. it's just so good. So that's a 9 a.m. Pacific kickoff, the Texas Ohio State game. What a matchup. I like Texas to win, which kind of scares me a little bit. I think that one thing in college football that we don't talk about enough that I think is worth discussing is quarterbacks making their first start is a young player. Like, it's a lot, man. Like, we see a lot of times these young quarterbacks, it's just tough early on. And it's nothing wrong with that. They eventually become good. But Ohio State is starting a new quarterback, Julian Sand, right? First start, redshirt freshman. They replaced two first-round offensive linemen. They replaced two running backs drafted in the second round. They replaced a wide receiver. Now, Jeremiah Smith is best player in the country, so they have good tight ends. But they replaced Chip Kelly, their OC, with Brian Hartline, who has not called plays before. And Ryan Day, I imagine, will help him with the offense like he did with Chip last season. Defensively, they lose seven or eight starters, including a lot of their senior pass rusher-type guys. Now, like Caleb Downs, again, like they might have the two best players in the country. Caleb Downs, he's incredible. I don't know if you have time to watch much college football, but Caleb Downs is so much fun to watch. Because one thing that sets college and NFL apart of defense is a safety play. Because in college, safeties just, they're not in the box very often. Right. They don't tackle very well. This dude is an NFL safety playing college football. He's unbelievable to watch. He does so much for that defense. But they have a new defense coordinator too. Like, they have a lot of new pieces. And while Arch Manning, I don't know if he is good or not, you know, but he has played some football, started a couple games last year. He got in some spot duty every now and then. Texas does replace four offensive linemen, which I don't love, but they're really good on defense again. I think Texas wins that game. I like LSU to beat, Clemson to beat LSU. I think Clemson might be one of the better teams in the country, or is the best team in the country at the moment. They return almost their entire offense. It's a veteran offense. It's a pro offense. The guys are coming back, going to the NFL next season, especially on the defensive line. And then I like Miami at home against Notre Dame. A customer thing, Notre Dame starting a first-time quarterback, a redshirt freshman, Maybe these guys played last year, true sophomore. I don't know. He didn't play very much. He didn't start any games, right? He's going on the road to play a top 10 Miami on national TV Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Like, that's a big ask for a young quarterback, man. I think we don't give that. We don't talk about that enough. Like, that is very hard to do. And so I think Miami's good this year as well. I like Carson Beck. So I like Miami. I like Clemson. And I like Texas.
Last thing for me, Jeff Schwartz with us for a couple more minutes. Are you Belichick out, or are you one that's excited to see what he does in North Carolina starting Monday?
That's a great question. I care less about him than I think I did about Dion. We're trying to, I think, equate the two, right? I think with Dion, it was so interesting was, like, the way he spoke about it, right? Like, he was very bold. I kind of was drawn to that. Plus, I was covering the Pac-12 full-time, and I just loved, like, talking about Colorado. It was, like, a fun subject to talk about because it was such an experiment, right? Like, all the transfer portal players, Jackson State to Colorado, how good is Shadur, how good is Travis, like, all these things. Like, it was sort of a known quantity a little bit, right? Plus, you know, again, you know, we talked to a big game, and, like, it was fun to cover. Bill's, like, choir. he's got, a portal roster as quarterback, came from South Alabama. The one thing that I think is most interesting to me is you look at, like, his last five Patriot drafts, atrocious, like terrible drafts, right? And so college football is a lot about picking the right players, right? And I have a concern. Like, that's what I'm most curious about. Not really the X and O's part. I think he can still coach, but, like, you have good players. And so I don't know, man. I was all in on Colorado, maybe because I was covering them full time. I'll watch Monday night. I mean, I like football. We're all going to watch football. But I don't feel as drawn to the story as I did to Dion.
Fair enough. Jeff, I know it's 6:25 out there, so we really appreciate you waking up. Enjoy the first weekend.
I'm up for 2 hours, guys. I'm on East Coast time. I'm up for 2 hours. We're all good.
You sound like you've been up, so we do appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Jeff Schwartz, Fox Sports. Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You, his podcast, and, of course, former Giant joining us here on the fan. By the way, Tarleton State, we were talking about them the other day because of Darius Cooper on the Eagles. I mean, how ironic. They're on CBS Sports Network tonight against Army.
You going to watch?
How about that? I might watch a little Tarleton State football. That is very possible.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments?
They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, 9:32. It is the Boomer and Geo program coming to you live in the Built Ford Tough Studio. Just saw Mark Melusis for the first time in about 6 years. Moose Solo on the radio side coming up at 10 a.m. Quick turnaround for him. He was here yesterday, went and did the pre and post for Rutgers last night, got home at the 4 a.m., and here he is.
4 a.m.
I don't know. But it was late. It was midnight for sure.
Yeah.
So long day for him, but he's back for more coming up at 10 o'clock. And back for more right now is Chris LaPresa.
Let's start with a little baseball this hour since we did a lot on Jerry Jones and the Micah Parsons trade. We'll get to a few more of those if we can. In Chicago, 18th error of the season for Anthony Volpe early on led to a Miguel Vargas grand slam, 4 unearned runs charged to Will Warren in the second inning last night. No problem, though, as the Yankees ended up beating the White Sox 10-4 behind home runs from Grisham, Bellinger, and Chisholm. But Volpe also had a couple of hits, including a double and a quality out, even in the eighth, that had Dave Sims kind of encouraging the struggling shortstop.
Pitch. Swing on. There you go. Straight away center and deep. Backing up, Taylor makes the catch. Both runners tag. Goldie scores. It's 7-4 Yankees. McMahon to third. Anthony Volpe, well done.
Zach Flott, attack on a run. There you go. It's the little things. Ben Rice, couple of hits and an RBI. Bellinger finished 3-for-4, and the bullpen turned in 4 perfect innings with 7 strikeouts in relief of Warren. You had 3 for Devin Williams as he struck out the side. 5 straight wins for the Yanks as they also tie an MLB record 33 home runs across a 10-game span. They lead the Dodgers by 27 long balls for the Major League lead, so they continue to hit the deep ball for sure. Chisholm's got 26 of them now. That's already a career high, and it includes some of missed time due to injuries. Could have been even more. I played this cut early this morning one more time because I think I maybe kind of figured out what he was getting at here, talking big picture for the Yanks.
We're never satisfied with second place or third place. You know, we just lost the World Series last year. That's second place, and we still wasn't satisfied. So I don't think we're going to be satisfied with coming second or third in the division. You know, that would be even more upsetting than losing the World Series. So right now, it's just like we're going to go out there and win that, and then we're going to go and win the World Series.
Big goals. Well, I think that more upsetting than losing the World Series, it's like, all right, well, at least we got to the World Series, right? And we had a chance. Whereas second and third in the division, maybe you don't even get out of the wild card round. Maybe you don't even get into the playoffs. So I think that's kind of what he was going for there.
All right.
A little roundabout in the explanation, but I think his intentions...
They talk a lot.
They do. Yes.
That's
I think his intentions were in the right spot there. 21st time the Yanks have scored double-digit runs this season. Aaron Boone expects more of that.
It's why I still feel like, you know, our best baseball's in front of us because, you know, knock on wood, we're healthy. So there's real length to the order.
Especially if they get Judge back in the field and hitting the way we know he's capable of. Yep. Obviously, other guys have been swinging it well. Last one from Boone here, talking about Volpe bouncing back from the early error to have a good night at the plate.
I think it's an important trait to have in our business. You know, you better be able to get past some failures or some mistakes, or this game will sink you.
Well, at least as last night is concerned, he was able to do that. Series continues this evening. Carlos Rodon, Yoendris Gomez are the starters. 7 p.m. coverage here on The Fan as well as the free Odyssey app. The Mets followed up their sweep of the Phillies with a very sloppy night against the Marlins series opener at Citi Field.
Now it's 2-2. Pitch to Ramirez. Line toward short, past the lunging attempt by Lindor in the left. Nimmo kicks the ball around. Marcy coming around, the cutoff throw to the plate, not in time. And the Marlins once again take the lead.
Nimmo almost fell down on that play. Keith Radd, Odyssey Mets Radio, part of a 3-run seventh for Miami, thanks to errors by Nimmo and Alonso. Also, Jeff McNeil on a throw home on a ground ball. They didn't get it out there, just sloppy all around as the Marlins went back on top after Alonso had tied the game in the fifth with a 2-run homer. They go on to beat the Mets 7-4 in the first of 4. Certainly a frustrating night for Carlos Mendoza's team.
We didn't execute. We didn't play a clean game. You know, and they made us pay for it. You know, we didn't do the little things fundamentally. Some routine plays there gave them extra outs, extra bases, and, you know, cost us a game.
Terrible, as Sterling would say, right?
The biggest word I would bring to last night is disappointing.
Yes.
You know, you really would have loved for them to at least get the opener, build on the series sweep, and instead they kind of fall flat, lose the game, and, you know, now they got to bounce back with a kid on the mound.
Yes, all while the Phillies got off the mat and absolutely crushed the Braves down at Citizens Bank Park.
One, two. Oh, that one's drilled deep to right field. He has done
Tom McCarthy plus an oh my god from John Kruk. Yeah, I mean so that was like instant.
One, two.
Oh that my one's god.
Like that. I mean, that great. Ball barely hit the bat. That's yeah. I mean, it was a laser. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Huge night tremendous. For Schwarber. Yes, 21st four-homer game in big league history. He drove in 9 as the Phils destroyed the Braves 19-4. So they restore a 5-game lead over the Mets atop the NL East.
What'd you say? Only the 24th in baseball history.
21st, I think I saw.
Would you rather hit 4 home runs in a game or throw a perfect game?
Perfect game.
4 home runs.
I like that. By at far. The same time, your mic was off. You had the different answers definitive. At the same time.
Right,
yes.
Yeah. I don't know how many perfect games you've had.
That's
at
the
point.
One thing I'm like, I'm jealous of. I've never hit a home run in my life.
Oh, wow. We'll start with one before we start worrying about 4, you know?
Well, those days are beyond him.
No,
now.
I know.
It was a hypothetical.
Okay.
You shot at me because I said I've never. Okay, CeeLo with the nips over there.
Ooh.
I didn't want to talk about your protruding nips, but you wanted to drag me because I said I've never hit a home run in my life. Right. I've always wanted to do it. Like, well, hit one. And you're going to talk about hit 4.
Shirt's a little snug, I guess. All right. It's not even that cold in here this morning. Yeah. Usually when Boomer's here, it's a nice
spot. But you went with the dinner plate nips. I didn't say nothing. But you went over here and want to drag. I've been cool sitting here minding my business. Uh-huh. Let you do your baseball talk. And all I said, I wish I could have hit a home run one time in my life. That has never happened.
Well, you know, you play in these celebrity softball games. Maybe you'll get one.
And
it's
it never happened. So to see Schwarber hit 4 in the fashion he did, I mean, it's a flex.
It's cool. Yeah. The only reason I went perfect, like we saw before, this is the 3rd 4 home run game of the season. We don't get perfect games anymore because pitchers don't pitch deep in
the
games.
But aren't there more perfect games in the history
probably.
Of baseball?
Yeah, but that's because things have gone the other way.
It's close.
Back in the guys used games. To throw a lot more deeper into games, innings, shutouts.
Oh, for sure.
Games.
That's what 24 is, perfect games.
Okay, so 24 to 21.
Okay.
But that's going to fall soon.
You would think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no one throws 7 innings, let alone a complete game 9.
Exactly
so.
Right.
It's true.
All right, now, as we get ready for Jonah Tong's big league debut tonight, posed by Yuri Perez, 7:10 first pitch, Odyssey Mets Radio. Here's Tong on his development and how far he's come since the Mets took him in round 7 of the draft back in 2022.
I think I put on 25 pounds, so that helped. I was small as a kid who was just barely trying to find his way through. And then year after year, it was just more about being the same kid I always am, and especially the ones my parents brought me up to be.
Out of Markham, Ontario. So he's come quite a long way here quickly through the Mets system. The numbers have been dominant, and we look forward to checking him out later on tonight. A couple of leftovers from Jerry Jones. Oh, it's 9:40
you
already?
You can play a couple.
Come
it's
on,
the
man.
Final. We're fine.
All right, talking Micah Parsons, yesterday's bombshell trade to the Packers. So he's excited about their return, including a couple of first-round picks for each of the next 2 drafts, thinking big things with those, plus the 2 they already have.
Not only do we immediately get a player, but those draft picks could get us, I'm talking top Pro Bowl type players, could, not necessarily, you're going to be quick to say, you won't necessarily get those players, you got to draft them or acquire them. But they could get us as few as 3 or as many as 5 outstanding players.
I don't like the one they just traded, but. Yeah.
But
well, he said player is not one player.
But I'm listening to that. Like who?
I have no idea. But
like,
you've
Michael
got
is top 3.
Yeah.
So you've got 4 number 1 picks that they're going to have to draft well or package to get a couple of players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 2 first round picks just got Micah Parsons.
Right, but he
now
said
they can do. Now they've got 4 first round picks.
Yeah, but he said it flippantly, like, "Oh, they're out there. We just got
to
like."
Well, they have to go defend why they did what they did.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't agree with a lot of what he said.
Yeah.
But I just don't have this major issue with what they did either.
I agree. I'm with you. We're in the same boat. But I think in Jerry's mind, the way he explained it, it was like, "No, they're out there. We just got to go get them." I'm like, no.
Yeah, they're throwing on trees.
I would have rather heard from Steven last night, not Jerry. I would have preferred Steven to talk more last night.
Well, especially after we express who handles the negotiations.
Yeah. Want to hear from Steven?
Yeah.
They were asking about trade talks potentially back in April.
Yep.
Around the draft time when they were talking to Parsons.
Trade discussions with who?
With other teams regarding.
No.
Could you have done something then?
We had them. But we didn't have them with anybody else.
The draft's in April, by the way, when we were talking to Micah personally.
Right, it was at the end of the month. This was at the beginning of the month.
I got you.
But oh, you mean a day earlier or what?
Sorry, I just thought it was funny. I was like, them chiming in, they kind of shot him down.
I really believe up until 2 days ago they were re-signing him.
Yeah.
I think so, everybody.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, this notion, too, that they traded him at the wrong time. That was one of the shows I saw last night before I fell asleep. Hey, guys, I don't think they ever intended to trade him until whatever the hell happened a couple of days ago.
Something happened, Jerry. Yeah. Because everybody, because usually players have the intel, and you talk, a lot of guys that spoke in the media about his situation, they thought it was a done deal. It was just a matter of time.
Yes, Michael Irvin certainly
no
did.
No doubt.
Last we left
no
him, he was guaranteeing on ESPN yesterday that Jones wasn't crazy enough to trade Parsons, leading to this on his YouTube channel podcast. Something must have happened or changed.
To make this crazy, dumb move.
So that's the last one we heard. And then 15 or 20 seconds of silence, he was collecting his thoughts, and he finished with this.
The gambler and his Cowboys. It's the series that is out right now. This is a gamble. The gambler should not have taken.
So dramatic.
We'll see. I mean, they have one with them. So.
It is really.
It's like he's still in documentary mode.
He
was
loves
crushed.
Michael
I know.
Parsons.
I understand. You could see it all for over sure. his face. He was down, no doubt about it. One other thing,
just to wrap it up.
Sure.
They haven't even gotten close to winning anything
getting to an NFC championship.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Yes. Let me give you one more Chris Carlin before we get to the moment of the day. Rutgers season opener last night at home against the Ohio Bobcats.
Nathan Kaliakmanis takes the snap, taking a shot. Wide open to Sheffield, and DT is headed downtown, baby, for the Rutgers touchdown. That's as easy as it'll ever be as the Scarlet Knights cash in.
Big
there
close.
Is pandemonium in Piscataway.
Yeah, maybe not for this one. Certainly not in the second half.
I don't think so.
Built a nice early lead at the break, but had to hold on in the second half. Only a field goal, but it was enough to defeat Ohio 34-31. Yes, it is. All right, we do Moment of the Day now. It is brought to you by HSS, Hospital for Special Surgery, ranked number one in orthopedics in the U.S. for 16 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Learn more at hss.edu. So an unsettled stomach for Mr. Cologne over there after yesterday's show nearly suffocated the garage attendant who unknowingly stepped into a wave of stink when it was time to park Willie's car.
I was pulling into the garage to park, and my stomach was kind of, a little funny.
Okay.
It's fine. And so as I'm pulling in, I had to drop an absolute ripper, like an absolute bomb.
Okay.
Right? And so it was like going down a ramp. So I let it off, and it was like, bow, 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 bow. And I'm thinking as the window, because I had the windows down, that, as I'm going down to the ramp, that's going to get out. Right?
Sure. Waft out of the window,
100%. Yeah. So I pull in, and the guy standing there, he was like, hey, Mr. Cologne, how you doing? I'm like, hey, how you doing? And I'm handing him my keys, and I'm taking the ticket, and as I walk out, and all I hear is, and I'm like, oh. And I did not turn around, because I knew what it was. I knew it was that deathly bastard I left in the front of in my front seat. And I knew it was hot, because it felt hot.
Oh,
and it just,
come on.
It was just brutal.
Now you're getting gross.
Embedded in there.
I'm just, you asked for the
Can you replicate that? God. What was the noise the gentleman made?
He was like, hey!
You gagged him. Thankfully, he didn't kill him, Never know what you're going to get in those situations. You step into someone else's car.
It's just a tough job for them.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Happy weekend to that.
J.C. Lo with the nips over there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Well, if you haven't known by now, they've been out all week. They will be back on Tuesday. It's Willie and Jerry in for a couple of more minutes. Built Fort Tough Studio. I'm going to ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
You walk into the Jet facility today. You walk into the Giant facility today. I'm just giving you the two local teams. What's the conversation like after this trade last night? Is it a big talking point?
Yeah, if you're the Giants, right, you probably got some relief if you're a Giants offensive lineman. You know, the big bad wolf is now a Packer. But overall, man, I mean, this shakes up the league from the standpoint that, you know, one of the most elite players, pass rushers in the league, is now joining an outfit that is a legit Super Bowl contender right now.
No doubt.
You know, it's without a doubt. I don't know how you look at the Packers. Yeah, they're in the tough division and all that. But with Jordan Love and the way that offense looks with that offensive line and him adding to that defense, it's like they're a legit contender, bottom line.
You know one thing we didn't even mention this morning?
What's that?
Dallas has given away Luka Doncic and Micah Parsons all within a few months of one another. How about that?
It is what it is.
I know it is what it is. I mean, trust me, I get it.
But I know it's an easy out, but I mean,
that Luka Metroplex, man.
I think if you're a Cowboys fan, you're scratching your head. Like I said, when we started the show, there's across social media, you see people burning the star.
Oh, yeah.
Like people are physically and emotionally distraught.
Yeah, I've gotten enough texts from my Cowboy fan friends that are beyond annoyed. I'm not thrilled, but I'm not. Yeah.
They're throwing their star in the trash as we speak.
Yeah, I would love to be a fly on the wall at Giants camp today.
But I thought Jeff made a good point. Like, the season is now.
Season's now.
The season now, and this just happened.
Got to get going. Next Thursday in Philly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.